Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This slide just disclosed that I'm the employee at the Los Angeles County Department of Health Services. Today, I will present a finding on the continuity of care among seniors and persons with disabilities and a subsequent emergency department and inpatient utilization after transition to managed care. Just want to touch briefly on the background. Medicaid in California is referred to Medi-Cal, and prior to June 2011, Medi-Cal delivered care using two systems, Medi-Cal managed care and Medi-Cal fee-for-services. So after June 2011, because of the federal Medicaid waiver 1115, beginning in June 2011, approximately 240,000 Medi-Cal SPD from 16 California counties were transferred from fee-for-services to managed care plan. And the objective of the transition is to provide more coordinated care, reduce inappropriate use of services, and contain costs. The transition was estimated to reduce the federal spending by approximately $8.2 billion annually. Who is eligible for this transition? Any seniors who are eligible for Medi-Cal and not currently in Medicare, or person with disability who have physical or mental impairments that meet the requirement for Social Security income benefits. The objective of the study is to compare the type of utilization and the length of utilization at the Los Angeles County Department of Health Services. So we have the timeline. Starting in June 2011, that's when SPD transition began, and the transition ended around May 2012. The study period is calendar year 2012, meaning that even the person that were transferred in May 2012 would be in the study period for at least 7 months. What we use is that we use encounter visit data at the county. There are altogether 178,000 visits, and that came from approximately 18,000 SPD patients. And there are two groups of these patients. 76%, or about 13,000, are long-term utilizers, meaning that they have utilized the county with at least two medical visits in the 2 years prior to the transition mandate. And the other group, which is 24%, or approximately 4,841 patients, were the short-term utilizers, meaning that they start using the county system only after the mandate transition. The analysis that were performed was a logistic regression, comparing the odds of having certain type of visit by the SPD status, long-term versus short-term, and a stratified analysis among seniors only and among persons with disabilities. So here, the blue bars would represent the long-term utilizer throughout the presentation, and the short-term would be red. Looking at the age distribution of the study population, there were a higher proportion of short-term utilizer of the patient between the age of 18 to 44, and there were a higher proportion of long-term utilizers among the patient between the age of 45 to 64. When we look at the proportion of being person with disabilities and person being seniors, there were no significant difference in terms of the two type of utilizers. Looking at the race ethnicity distribution, among Latinos, there were a higher proportion of long-term utilizers compared to short-term. And on the contrary, among African-Americans, whites, and Asians, there were a higher proportion of short-term utilizers compared to long-term. When we look at the gender distribution, there were a higher proportion of females among long-term utilizers compared to short-term, and vice versa for males. When we look at the chronic disease, there were a higher proportion of chronic diseases among long-term utilizers compared to short-term, and these diseases include diabetes, hypertension, asthma, congestive heart failure, and chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. The finding of the eight adjusted odds ratio for emergency department visit using long-term utilizers as a reference group, short-term utilizers were significantly more likely to have emergency department visit by 26%. This pattern persisted among seniors and among persons with disabilities. Among seniors, the chance increased by 68%. When we look at the inpatient hospitalization, again, using long-term utilizer as a reference group, short-term utilizer were more likely to have to be admitted to the hospital by twofold. This pattern also persisted in a stratified analysis among persons with disabilities and among seniors. Among seniors, the odds is 2.45-fold increase to be admitted to the hospitals. And then we look at the average length of inpatient days throughout 2012 by months, and the short-term utilizer has a higher inpatient days compared to long-term across 2012. When we look at the proportion of patient being readmitted within 30 days of discharge, short-term utilizer has a higher proportion of being readmitted compared to long-term, both by the number of visits and the number of unique patients. And then when we look at the primary care visits, using long-term utilizer as a reference group, short-term utilizer were significantly less likely to have a primary care visit by 16%. Again, this pattern persisted in a stratified analysis among persons with disabilities and among seniors. The main finding of this study is that compared to long-term utilizer, short-term utilizer were significantly more likely to have an emergency department visit, to be admitted to the hospital, to be readmitted within 30 days of inpatient discharge, and significantly less likely to have primary care visit. Our findings suggested that continuity of healthcare in a safety net system can subsequently reduce emergency department visits and hospitalizations. And the implication is that we should increase awareness and understanding on healthcare benefits of continuity of care through primary care providers, as well as how to utilize cover services among SPD members. And we should continue oversight the managed care plan to help identify and bridge the gaps between health-seeking behaviors and its barriers. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take an international turn now. Inez Boland is here from Global Health Programs at Physicians for Peace in Norfolk, Virginia, and she's going to be talking to us about